Are you back in Baltimore?
I sure am.
Yum.
Yum. Why yum?
So, to be honest, I was writing the word yum, and
Okay, I
I
see
had
how
a
it
moment
is.
of being brain dead.
I see how it is. Gotta multitask. Gotta be writing words while talking to your friend on the phone.
I know. I'm writing an inside joke right now.
I was gonna say, why you write. I'm not gonna ask why you're writing yum. That's your personal business.
It's my personal
It's
business.
America. You get to write yum whenever you want, and nobody can ask you why.
It's about onions. How do you feel about onions? Are you like all onions all the time good? Or are you like, eh, they need to be pickled or cooked or eat them raw, baby? What do you think?
I like onions in all forms. I think there's not many applications for raw onions. Basically, like what? Sandwiches? Is there any other
I
place you put
feel
raw
like,
onions?
dude, I feel like raw onions just show up in my life all the time. And I'm like,
Like
why?
on the sidewalk when you're walking down the street, like you go to bed
Yeah.
at night, you pull back the sheets and there's a raw onion there. What are you talking
You're
about?
like, ah! Oh man, what if the Godfather, instead of a horse head, it was just an onion? I think I
Wow.
had the same reaction. He's like, no!
And then in a different scene, he's in prison and he's slicing up a horse head very finely with a little razor blade.
Is he?
I know that's garlic. Isn't there a scene in that movie where he's slicing up garlic really finely with a razor blade in prison?
I don't
I
know.
was doing a little switcheroo. You switch the horse head for the. It's fine.
I get it. I get it. It
Look,
took
this
me
is
a minute,
improv. It's not all
but
gonna work, people.
I got there eventually, and that's all that matters.
You miss 100% of the shots you don't take, and I'd be out here shooting my shots.
Recently I was at a restaurant and I got a couple of salads, so we split a few salads, and both
You
of them
got
had
a
a
couple salads.
yeah, Kelly and I went to a restaurant and we put together a tasting of what they had on the menu. We're like, oh, that salad. One was like a beet salad and the other one was like a I forget. But anyways, Andy, both of them had a shitload of clearly sliced with a mandolin because they were so thin onions that just flavored the whole dish all oniony.
That is going to overpower a salad. One of my top
It
tips is after you
is.
slice them real thin, you just let them soak in some ice water for a little while. Take some of that edge off.
Yeah, this is what I hear.
Yeah.
Anyways, I just pickled some onions and then I was putting a custom label on them. And that was where the word yum came from. Hi, Andy, how are you today?
I'm great. I always be pickling onions. That's one of my main things to do.
So I just put a little bit of thyme and a bay leaf in this jar, and that's new to me.
You want my top tip for pickling onions?
Yeah.
One a clove of star anise.
Oh, if only I had some. That's
Yeah.
a it would look pretty in the jar too.
It looks pretty in the jar, and boy does it add a nice little a depth of flavor. It's a
I
little word I like to call yum.
bet. Ooh. So you know about yum too.
Oh, girl, do I know about yum.
Oh girl, does he?
Ooh, girl, do I know about yum.
I speaking of ooh girl, I was just listening to Lizzo for the last hour. Every now and then I'm like I tell my home robot does radio device. I'm trying to say it without saying its name and
Yes, I
acronym, but it
understand.
turns on.
You're trying to tell the lady in a can.
I was like all the stuff that it's been feeding me lately has been really good, but sometimes it's a little too somber. It's like here's, and I was like, I need to step it up a notch because I'm like prepping onions and shit.
Are you a somber music lady?
I just like really like I've been really into piano music lately. I mean, I guess for the last year.
Well, piano's got range. Piano don't have to be somber.
Right. So it's not necessarily like sad. It's just
For
like
example, maybe you've heard the song Piano Man. Now, that's not somber at all.
sing us a song.
It actually is kind of somber now that I think about it.
Yeah. Oh,
Wow, that guy showed up. It's Billy Joel, right? I get Billy Joel and Elton John confused. It's Billy Joel that does that one, right?
yeah, I also get them confused.
I have some people in my life insist that it is insane I get them confused. And I'm like, what?
They
They're both
are.
just old white piano men. I don't know.
Here's what I think this means about us. You and I had similar dads who are like, is it going to be the Elton John CD or is it going to be the other one you just said CD? I love how long it took for his name to escape.
Gone. It clearly doesn't matter. It's not important. My father did not enjoy music or art of any kind.
You what?
My father did not enjoy music or art of any kind. I could not name a musical artist that he enjoyed.
What?
Nope.
That's wild.
He was kind of a fan of Garth Brooks during the peak of Garth Brooks craze in America. But
really?
Like, only barely a fan. Like, he knew of Garth Brooks, basically.
Like, if you're going to pick one, I'm sorry, but he picked wrong.
Yeah, no, he did. He was not a man that appreciated art. It was not in his bones.
I guess if it brings you joy.
But he would put on, like, the oldies station whenever we were driving around. And so there was definitely some Billy Joel and Elton John on there in equal measure.
Andy, I'm putting on my coat. I'm getting ready to go outside and go to a Pilates class or something.
Which of those two dudes is known for getting in car accidents? I think when they're drunk. Which one of those ones drunk drives? I think it's Billy Joel.
Sounds like Billy Joel to me, yeah.
That's got big Billy Joel energy.
big BBJ.
that's got the classic mark of a Billy on it.
Yeah.
Really, you're going to a little Pilates class? Is it outdoors Pilates?
No, it's indoors.
I don't know why I imagined it was outdoors. I guess you said you're putting on your jacket. Obviously, you're just doing that to commute to the Pilates.
Right, exactly. Yeah. This is what you do when you live in a city. You don't have things that just come to you. Oh, here are my headphones. I'm a mess. It's going to sound less good now.
Oh, that's fine. People are not tuning into this podcast for the audio quality.
Yeah, that's
not
the
now,
main reason.
Not ever.
Can you hear me though?
Yeah. How much have you done Pilates? Do you like Pilates? You've done so much different physical activity things over the years. I've been thinking of buying a kettlebell. I want to know what you think about Pilates right now.
I've never really done it. I mean, I've done it like years ago when I lived in San Francisco. I think I did it a little bit.
That tracks.
But it is not currently a regular part of my routine. And I just signed up for a month of, I'm not even going to say the name of this app because I don't
don't.
It very much. And I don't want to give them
fuck
any
app.
Advertising.
I'll censor it if you say it. I'll bleep that motherfucker right now.
With how much you hate editing, that actually means a lot.
Yeah. I will go a distance to not buzz market anything.
Yeah. So this dumb app had like a free month and all my friends were doing it. So I have all these credits on this dumb app and I want to use them.
This is a dumb app that allows you to do a physical in-person class, not a, like, the app is videos of people doing Pilates and saying, do Pilates better.
Right, correct. Mm-hmm. It's a go be in person around other people, enjoy yourself. So I'm just trying to put some new stuff in. I'm also, like, kind of having a low energy day. I don't feel like going nuts. I got a spatchcock chicken in the fridge. I just put a dry rub on it.
Ooh.
Andy.
Ooh, what you dry rub it with?
Okay, brown sugar, ooh, chili powder.
The southern girl coming out there with the brown sugar.
Hey, it's going to be tasty.
I have no doubt.
So, pretty excited about that.
I feel like Pilates is the thing that, on paper, I would enjoy the most of all the exercise things that I am aware of. It feels like yoga without all the weird spiritual / appropriative stuff, or like CrossFit without all the awful masculinity, kind of. It's like somewhere on that spectrum, you know?
Yeah, like it's like strength training, but it's not super douchey, and it's not, Lenny, no, you're not coming to this one. Sorry, bud.
But he's so flexible.
He is. Anyways, but tell the listeners, you were just in New York.
Listeners, I was just in New York. And honestly, worst part about my trip is I didn't get to see Lenny.
I know.
I did get to see you out and about, but I didn't get to see Lenny, and it's a real letdown for me.
Sorry, I'm exiting my building. Thank you. See ya. It's so funny. The only times that I've ever interacted with another person in that vestibule are when I'm recording this podcast.
Well, there you go.
Every single other time, it's just empty, nothing to write home about. But then
Well, now you have a way. If you need to talk to them, you know, you just got to call me up and then they'll appear.
Yes. I'm so excited that I got to see you, and I'm sorry I bailed on you the other night, but you know, you're going to get there and I'm going to have to wind down and the whole thing.
Honestly, I was exhausted and I was, you know, leaving the restaurant, and I was like, I will go to Brooklyn right now to see Linda. I will do it. But I also won't be mad if she cancels, is what I thought.
I figured we were both in a similar spot, and I think we both ended up having the night that we needed, you know?
Yeah.
Might not have been the night that we wanted, but...
Yeah, I mean, I hate to miss any opportunity to hang out with Linda, but, you know, I was very tired. My feet were tired. It was nice to not have to wear clothes anymore, you know? Take my hard pants off.
And you got to go into the hotel and have some alone time, which makes me think of you as Kevin from Home Alone.
You this is like the third time you've referred to my alone time in the hotel, and it really sounds like you're making some sort of masturbation insinuation.
No, I'm not.
Like the night of, you were like, well, that's okay. You can go have some alone time in the hotel. And I was like,
I'm just going to go sit
there and watch YouTube videos probably. But that's what it sounds like, Linda. I just got to make you aware.
Well, I don't know why your head took it there, but I said nothing about jerking off. I said alone time, which is my favorite kind of time. You get to do all your favorite activities. There's no one there to make you feel guilty for doing them.
Okay, you realize everything you're saying, it's only making it sound more and more.
You can be as loud as you want.
Exactly.
I mean, you can.
Especially in a hotel.
I love being in a hotel. It's just so luxurious.
I feel like a hotel, it's kind of like the weird freedom I feel when I'm in an airport, where it's like, nobody can ask anything of me because I'm off the grid, basically. Like, being in a hotel room, it's like, I feel like I'm more alone in a hotel room than I am any other time in my life, you know?
Right. And I like that.
Yeah, it can be nice sometimes. It can definitely be nice. I was really glad I was there and not at a Broadway show. No offense to the Broadway show, but that was where I wanted to be, you know?
Did they enjoy the Broadway show?
They did enjoy the Broadway show. They had a hard time getting there and barely made it in time, and I think they were both very stressed out, so I was also glad not to be there for that.
Yep.
But yeah, they had a good time. They, you know, I think Hillary's mother had a good birthday, you know.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Hillary's mother is a real hoot.
Yeah, she's a fun lady. It's funny because I am so different from Hillary in many ways, and one of the ways is how I interact with elders. And so Hillary really gets a kick out of the fact that I will, like, you know, call her out or give her shit, because that is not a thing that happens in Hillary's family at all. There is no
wait, really?
There's no playful joking around. No, 0%. There's no playful joking around. There's
Polly serves it up hard, though.
No, here's the thing. She doesn't think she's doing that. That's just how she is. She's just like being real.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So she doesn't think she's being funny. Can I tell a listener? An anecdote, one of the things she said
about
the bump. Okay. So, Hillary's mom, we were walking by this like bougie little like tourist trap, is that rattling incredibly loud for you?
Nope. Can barely hear.
Okay, good. These bougie little like bumper car experience. Imagine like the opposite of the Coney Island bumper cars. It's like a soft tube.
Yeah, it was clearly it was bumper cars for the lawsuit generation. They were very padded. They looked very very cushy.
Oh yeah, yeah. And she walks by it and having just met me and a new boyfriend, she just looks at those and she goes, "Now those are bumper cars for fucking pussies."
Yeah, she did not say that as a joke. She said that because she looked at that and was genuinely judging the bumper cars.
Yeah, but like she also looks like the kind of woman who's dressed for a day at the Whitney Museum, followed by a dinner that is a Michelin star. Like she looks so refined, and then she's like, "Yeah, fucking pussy."
She's a very sophisticated lady. I mean, she has a membership to the Whitney, and she doesn't live in New York, and she goes there at most once a year.
Yeah, I loved her. I loved her so much.
Yeah, she's pretty fun.
She was my favorite.
Pretty fun. Hillary really gets a kick out of my dynamic with her specifically, because
you called her out so hard.
Yeah,
you were like,
You're like, you keep so much of your ex-husband's shit in your house.
Okay. We don't have to share that much on the podcast.
But did yes. I go too far?
No,
do
no,
we need
it's
to
fine.
Edit that part out? Okay.
It's fine, but I'm not going to edit anything out. But yes, I'll call her out. You know, I don't let her just get away with stuff. And it just yeah. that's just not a thing. Like,
that's so, a level of comfort that I'm not at with my own parents, nor will I ever be, I don't think.
Yeah, it's so different when it's not your parents, right? It's just like
yeah.
a whole different thing. So
that's true. And I yeah. bet she loves you. Does she love you?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah.
Probably. I hope so. It would be bad if she didn't. All the jokes I throw her way would not be so funny if she didn't. So I hope she does.
And but, I hope she's listening to this right now and getting really, really mad at you.
No, she's definitely not. 0% chance.
Yeah,
unless for good. Some reason Hillary's listening to it, which she almost certainly is not, and then decides to send it to her. But none of this is happening. It's not a thing.
Okay, cool. We can put it out of our minds.
But yeah, that family does not joke around at all, and it's really, really jarring. Because my family, that is like all we have. That's like the only love language in my extended family is just tearing each other apart, basically. And
yeah.
That is not a thing in their family at all. So like, we've had many permutations of group chats over the years, like with all four of us, her dad and her mom and both of us, or just, you know, three of us, either both of us and one of her parents. And I'll make jokes on the group chat all the time, and just nobody even acknowledges my jokes. No
aww.
Funny emoji, no haha so good, like none of that. It's just
haha so good.
Just falls on deaf ears, you know? But
yeah.
I'm working. I'm working on getting them to make jokes. That's my goal.
That's a good goal. I made coffee, and I'm drinking it on my way to Pilates.
That's fascinating, Linda. Tell me more about that.
I just said it's good.
Now, is coffee before... I don't drink coffee. Is coffee before exercise widely considered to be okay? Seems like that'd be bad.
Probably not. I'm probably going to get judged, because it is like 5 p.m. right now. I have had too much coffee today, but I don't care.
I mean, if it's not too much, if you're happy with it.
Yeah, it's my only vice left over, and I love it.
Whatever makes you, and as long as you can sleep, man, I can't sleep if I have any caffeine, so
yeah.
I don't know what that's like.
I'm going to go breathe on all these Pilates people.
With your coffee breath?
This is like, oh, namaste, motherfucker.
This lady sounds like angry morning.
Hey, it's 10 a.m. somewhere. Right?
This is a good vice for you, Linda. I like this energy. I think you should get really into just being dependent on coffee to a disgusting degree.
Thank you.
Have we talked about my one of my exes who was extremely dependent on coffee before?
No. How extreme is this?
So when I was in college, I dated a woman who was very dependent on coffee in the morning. And in my apartment, I never drank coffee. My roommates didn't drink coffee. We were in college, all my roommates, if they needed caffeine, were drinking Red Bull. We weren't drinking coffee. So we didn't have any coffee maker in our apartment. And I learned very quickly after the first couple times she stayed over that I literally needed to keep a case of those like Starbucks Frappuccino things under the bed.
Oh.
Because if she woke up and more than 8 minutes elapsed between her opening her eyes and her getting coffee in her system, It was bad for everybody. The storm clouds
wow.
rolled in, and it got real, real dark. So she would wake up in the morning, and I would just, like, pop that thing and put it right in her mouth. Like, come on, drink coffee. Go, 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 go.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And I bet she was just like, what a sweet boyfriend. And you're like, no, you get nasty.
Yes. Yeah, she was like, it's so thoughtful of you to have this under the bed. And I'm like, it is thoughtful of me. It's also self-preservation.
You're like, oh, honey, this is not for you.
Oh, honey, this is for me, baby.
Yeah, that also sounds like it's a sugar thing as well, because I know that like caffeine will definitely make people cranky, but I think that if you are addicted to that sugar first
I
thing
think
in
she
the
would
morning,
drink regular
too.
Coffee in her home, but you can't, it's not like shelf stable
oh, okay.
regular coffee you can put under your bed. Like I got whatever was shelf stable that I could just have there on the go whenever I needed it.
This makes sense.
And in her defense,
sense.
She would get awful migraines if she didn't have caffeine. So it's like not like she was just like it's not like she was just being like rude about stuff. She would like feel awful if she didn't have caffeine. So
yeah, another one to take it a step back. We love you if you're listening.
Yeah, she's not listening, but yeah, she's great. Stay in touch a little bit with her. I still have plants she gave me like 12
what?
Years ago that I've been taking care of.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, 12 years ago, I've moved like 17 times. There's no way I'd have a plant from that long ago.
They're way bigger now.
Yeah, I bet.
One time a few years ago, I sent her a picture just to, like, show off. Like, hey, remember you gave me this little jade plant with, like, 3 leaves on it? Boom, it's 2 feet tall. She was not that impressed. She was like, okay, cool. Okay, well, fine.
Yeah. Here's the funny thing about my new apartment. The plants are doing really well. They really like all the light.
Haha, funny.
It's fun. But, wait, was that a joke?
You said, here's the funny thing about my apartment. Then you said the plants are doing well.
Oh, well, no, the funny thing, which isn't funny, is more like peculiar.
You're doing a great job of showing how jokes land in Hillary's family when I try and do them. So thank you for that little bit of
you're
performance
welcome.
Art, that little immersive experience for everybody.
A live demo,
yeah.
If you will.
Mm-hmm.
So the soil is just wet all the time. So they're not what? Just because I said the word wet.
Well, specifically, you said it's wet all the time. I don't know. It's just, I don't.
The soil.
What conditions are making the soil wet? Like, why are you living in a wet, wet apartment? What's going on in there?
I don't know, but it's a wet, wet world in there, I guess. I feel like it's dry as fuck. I need to drink a ton of water. So even though I feel like I'm living in my driest apartment ever that has a shitload of sun, like, I water these babies, like, once a month, and they're still all damp.
Do you have a hygrometer? You got to get a hygrometer and measure that humidity level.
What's a hygrometer? It's a humidity.
Yeah, this is the thing that I've added to our lives. It's like I got these little, like, you know, you can get them for like $10 on insert your favorite online retailer here, and it's just a little thing. Usually they have a thermometer and a hygrometer on it, which tells you the humidity level, relative humidity level, and it's great to inform you of whether you need to humidify or dehumidify your space. You know.
Oh, good to know. Okay.
Does your building have steam heat? And does the steam heat need to be, what's it, bled? I guess you bleed the lines, right? Where you actually like...
Yeah.
Is that what's happening? Is the heat puffing steam into your apartment to make it all damp all the time?
That's actually a good thought. Well, like, the thing is, nothing else is damp. Only the soil. So I think that, like,
so
that's
that
the
I
only
don't buy,
indicator
Linda. That's
that
just, that's just
about.
Not how science works. The
okay.
The dampness will spread out to equalize. That's how it works, so... Everything else is invisibly damp. If I were you, I would get on top of this before summer comes around and you don't want things to be damp anymore because it's going to be damp in there.
You're right. And then my plants will all drown for sure.
You'll be blown by the hairdryer.
But I do know that the radiators need to be bled. Yes, it is a radiator building. It's just like it's got one temperature and that's hot as fuck. And that's how it is.
Love seeing all the old buildings in the winter in New York where everybody has their windows open because they're all way too hot on the inside.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had to
You can walk whole blocks and just
me.
See everybody with all their windows open when it's like 40 outside because their house is crazy hot.
Yep.
And you're
that
like, the
today.
System works. It's going great.
Yeah, well, it's because landlords don't want to get sued. If it like falls below a certain temperature, you can get your ass a ticket.
Is that what it is? They can, like, they have to maintain it above a certain temperature, but there's no maximum, so they're like, well, you might as well shoot far so we guarantee we don't underheat the building?
Yeah, I forget what it is, but it's, like, at least 60 degrees or something like that, and so then they just make it, like, 85. They're like, haha, fuck you.
Wild. Wild stuff.
Wild stuff. When's the last time we talked?
On the podcast, you and I talked 2 days ago on the streets of New York City. And I got to meet Tom, and Tom seems delightful.
Yeah, isn't he a sweetie?
Tom seems so sweet.
I'm not even saying that just because he's listening for sure.
He did introduce himself to me as Rattlesnake, which I was confused by for a moment. And it was because I suggested we nickname him Rattlesnake on the last episode of the podcast.
Right.
And that kind of threw me. And I didn't respond in a knowing way. I was just like, he was like, hi, I'm Rattlesnake. I was like, I'm Andy. Nice to meet you. I didn't acknowledge his bit, and I feel bad. I feel bad about it. So
you're like, man, Linda's new guy sure is swell.
Well, I mean, my brain for like a third of a second, because you had only mentioned his real name to me, I think, once in like a text message. My brain for a third of a second was like, does this motherfucker go by Rattlesnake? Like, is that mm-hmm. what he wants to be called? And, yeah, anyway, Rattlesnake, if you're listening, I'm sorry I didn't get your bit. That was very cute, and I fucked up. It's on me.
I'm really glad that you brought this up unprompted on the air, because, he brought it up for sure.
He, like, afterwards, he was like, what the fuck? I brought the heat. I like referenced the thing, and the motherfucker didn't do anything.
He was like, yeah, I said rattlesnake, and then he definitely didn't remember, and so maybe when
oh,
you talk
to
him.
I remembered exactly 2.75 seconds later, but it was too late. Too late for me to be like, aha, yes, I get it.
Your face had already shown.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, we're all clear then. We're all good.
I'm glad we cleared that up.
Everyone's happy. No one should be embarrassed.
We're going to have to receive tomorrow, okay?
Yes. No one should be embarrassed. Not now or ever about anything.
But, yeah, that was a beautiful New York day.
It was nice. I feel like we could have gotten worse weather. It could have been really cold because it's early January in New York. But it was nice. It was nice walking around weather, I would say.
Yeah, it's also been so rainy and gross lately, and you got some really nice non-rainy weather, so that was cool.
So cool. The coolest.
Don't you love talking about weather?
You know, honestly, I think weather is fascinating, and it's a shame it became the, like, go-to thing that boring people talk about.
I agree.
Because it's kind of wild. Like, it's wild that we're just on this little ball floating around space, and every once in a while it's like, time for a confluence of changing temperatures to make a storm happen. Like, that's crazy.
That is crazy. Time for a whole pressure system to make the sky explode.
It's also wild, like, you know, what's to say that the storms we get on this planet were going to be the way they are, which is to say totally survivable. Like what if you had a planet that was totally habitable, except the storms were not survivable? It's like, oh, it goes down to -12, and it rains icicles the size of cars. Like, that's theoretically possible, I think. And so it's just, like, of all the ways this planet is miraculous, and not miraculous, I hate that word. Of all the ways this planet is a very... statistically an outlier, and in the ways that it makes it habitable, it's just funny that, like, that's one of them. You know, storms, they're fine. We can survive them.
It is totally crazy because, like, you shift things, like, the axis, like, half a degree, or if the global temperature goes up, like, 2 degrees or whatever, then you got all that shit.
Oh, we're about to see some less and less survivable storms, I think, coming up over the next 100 years, so we'll get a little taste of what that might be like.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
I guess we already have.
That's an interesting plot for like setting for some sort of sci-fi place, like a planet that is habitable, except it has like one mega storm that's constantly roving the surface that nobody can survive, and so all of the inhabitants have to be nomadic. That could be interesting. I don't know.
Oh man, I had a dream like that a couple months ago. It was cool.
Man, you're just saying you had a dream. I had the craziest dream a couple nights ago where I was like directing. It was actually in New York, so I think it was probably because we were talking about Broadway shows and stuff. In this dream, I was directing this, like, huge, massive show. It wasn't, like, a play. It was, like, a weird, immersive, giant production, basically. And I just remember, like, orchestrating this entire thing and then being very proud when it all went off without a hitch. That was my dream.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And Andy, you're the best. You got an EGOT.
This one play got you an EGOT. You did it.
Do you ever fantasize about being, like, super successful at something or famous or accepting an award?
Wow, so you're suggesting I'm not super successful or famous in anything already? Weird.
I mean, you're not an EGOT, so...
I would not...
That's my bar.
It would be hard for me to... I don't think I'm the kind of person that would be drawn in by, like, award culture. I think I'm deeply cynical of it, basically. And I wouldn't be like, that's my goal, to get one of those little trophies or whatever.
Yeah. Okay.
But also, I wonder how much of that cynicism is like a coping mechanism, right? Like, I remember when I was in college, I thought the, like, 30 under 30 thing from Young Guns or whatever was, like, the thing. And I was like, I'm going to get on that fucking list. And I didn't. And, of course, I'm like, well, that's stupid. Like, Young Guns is so dumb. Like, the 30 under 30 list is absolutely idiotic. And it's just purely, like, marketing propaganda. But also, that's the thing you would tell yourself if you really wanted to get on this thing when you were 19 and then didn't by the time you were 30. You'd be like, well, that's actually not the cool thing, actually, believe it or not. You know?
Exactly.
I feel like it happens to a lot of people. A lot of people go through life and, like, don't meet goals for themselves, and then kind of their brain works backwards to justify how that goal was actually not a good goal to have in the first place anyway. And so it's actually good they didn't meet that goal, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. I kind of feel mixed about it.
Mixed about.
I hope I caught that conversation up.
Mixed about 30 over 30?
Yeah, or just like any of those arbitrary awards where it's like someone decided based purely on output and like zero process and background.
It's not even that. Like, it's basically on how well the person has like marketed themselves as a entity.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Like, it's not like they're sitting down and like objectively evaluating every single portfolio in the whole world and deciding who the most interesting and exciting people are. It's like, oh no, you've managed to convince a bunch of your clients or your like followers on social media that you're like new and interesting, and therefore that bleeds over into this competition.
Yep. Like, you are a brand. But also, those things started before we had like Instagram and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I think it was kind of the original version of that. It's like people needed that. People needed that validation of like, no, no, I'm doing great work, even though I hate my clients. I'm constantly like, you know, cursing off the fact that they won't let me do what I want. And so, like, that was the form of that before we had social media, where now everybody just has their little following, which convinces them that they're doing the right thing and they're actually a brilliant genius.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, some people are brilliant geniuses, Linda, like you, for example. Have you ever been on any of those lists? I feel like you could be on one of those lists.
Never. I am not for those lists. I've been really distracted for the last, like, minute and a half.
I can tell. Yeah, I can tell.
Because this man walked by and looked me right in my eyes and said, "Stop being an asshole."
Wait, really?
Yeah, and I'm just standing. I'm just standing on the sidewalk, doing nothing.
Was he definitely talking to you, like no AirPods
or
something?
Yeah, and I checked. Well, there wasn't an AirPod on my side, but there could have been on the other side of his head. He could have been solo AirPodding it. But he definitely seems like he was trying to make a point to tell me that I was being an asshole somehow and that I should stop. So I'm just very confused. And so I just like went and like looked in the mirror, or like looked at my reflection in a store to be like, what is this? What, how do I look like? And I got like, there's like rainbows on my socks. So maybe he thinks that I'm gay and talkative about it. He had like a real intense, like, I've lived here for a long time, Italian accent. So I'm sorry. I'm just very confused.
No, that's very distracting. I would also be distracted by that.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm sorry that you've had to carry the conversation while I try to process that. I'm like, I'm chill. I'm fine.
Yeah, you're a lot of things, Linda. I don't think you've ever really been an asshole. That's not your thing.
Yeah.
Like, let's be honest. Maybe. I have definitely been an asshole sometimes in my life, but you never have really been an asshole, I don't think.
Thanks, Andy. Well, and it's one of those things that where you're like, yeah, I know. I'm definitely not doing anything that justifies that. But still, like, confusion.
Yeah.
Why?
It'd be nice to know what triggered the nice man.
Right, and now my body feels unsafe.
Yeah, that sucks.
And so I'm just going to go duck into this Pilates class. There's a weird energy out tonight.
Well, take that energy, Linda, and try and direct it into your Pilates. Are you doing the kind of Pilates where they have you on, like, the big BDSM spring table?
Oh, hell yeah.
That's,
I hope so.
That's what I want to try someday. I've never done that kind of Pilates. I want to get strapped into that bad boy and, you know.
Yeah.
Torqued in all different kinds of directions.
This might be a bar class. I was looking at one of those classes, but yeah. Anyways.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about your interaction with a rude-ass stranger on the sidewalk. And if that guy's listening, fuck you, buddy, you piece of shit.
Thank you, Andy.
Come out of Baltimore and say it to my face, dickhead.
Thank you. I feel better.
Good. I'm glad. Sorry about that situation. And it was great to see you this weekend. And have a great Pilates.
Thanks. I love you. Bye.
I love you. Goodbye.